I want to tell you, God can still send revival. I know this is a dark day. I hear people talk about the spiritual revival in our nation. I missed it. And I've been a lot of places, but somehow I missed it. I sure hope I'm not that far from God. But I do know this, God can send revival to some measure, in some degree. Back in 1971, I went to Robbins, North Carolina for a meeting. As a matter of fact, just a year before, Brother Ray had a prayer meeting here at the Myrtle Church. Prayed that week for revival. Took hours, there's about 20 of us gathered to pray besides the church. I remember about my hour to pray was from 2 to 3 in the morning. I remember going over to Bethany about Thursday morning, and God burdened me for revival. You can't work up a burden. God has to do that. And if you don't have a burden, you need to ask God for it. But it takes God. Anything else is superficial. It's a mockery. It's an insult. God gave me assurance on my knees that He was going to let me see revival. I'd seen revival to some measure. Been a lot of brush fires and seen God do a lot of great things. And I look back now and compare it to today. It's amazing at the difference. I knew that God could send revival. I knew God put it in my heart. I went to Robbins to start a meeting on Saturday night, first day of February. Several told the pastor, you can't have revival this time of year. About all you can do is help the church. Some good men, good pastors, did their very best to talk the pastor out of having revival. It's dangerous to play the part of the Holy Ghost on Saturday night. At that time, I'd never been in that church before. I was up in the pastor's study. The storm came through and the power went out. I had to feel my way down the steps to the auditorium. But by the time I got to the auditorium, 10 people had already been saved. That's before the service started, before I ever got to the auditorium. God said to me, I can do it without you, but I'm sure glad God let me be a part of it. You see, the church had been praying for 5 years for revival. It didn't come by accident. It didn't come haphazardly. God's people had paid the price. The burden got greater for the meeting. And on Wednesday night, the auditorium seat maybe 250. Every seat filled, chairs up and down the aisles. All the Sunday school rooms filled. Fellowship hall filled. And they were standing on the outside looking in the window, and it was snowing and sleeting. And about 50 got saved that night or made professions. And then less than 4 weeks later, 2 weeks later, we put up a tent and used the auditorium of the church for a nursery. And they filled the tent up in the middle of February. And at the close of that meeting, over 400 people had made professions. Many of them were elderly people. One man getting ready to start a pool hall just across the street from the church came to the meeting one night. Another man in the same service, didn't know each other was there. They'd been looking for each other for years to kill each other. Both of them had a gun, and I'm sure glad they got saved that night. It had been trouble. Here come this man, near 80 years old, down one aisle, and that young man that was after him to kill him down the other aisle. Instead of shooting it out, they shouted it out. Rejoiced in the Savior's love. I seen an old lady, 85 years old, get saved. And many, many more instances of the drugstore, the local drugstore. One of the men, the man that owned the pharmacy, said to me, I've never seen anything like it. I used to see these young people sitting in these booths and hear them telling vulgar jokes and listen to their filthy talk. But he said, instead of that, I've seen them with tears streaming down their eyes, down their face, praising God they don't have to go to hell, and praising God for saving them. One man that owned a large lumber company, all of his children got saved in that meeting. He went to a church of another denomination, but he got under a burden for revival. Called a prayer meeting in his church on Saturday morning. The pastor came by and asked what was going on, and they informed him they were praying for revival. And That pastor had some choice words to say about the meeting I was in, and he left them to pray. Made him mad. The next morning they went in and the power of God fell. And one old lady got to praising God. They said the first time anybody had shouted in that church in 100 years at least. Got stirred up, got to praising God. 15 people got saved before they could light their candles. The pastor grabbed his prayer book and run out the back door. I want to tell you, whatever God's pleased to lay by His holy arm, He can send revival. There's no power on earth, no power on hell, in hell, that can stop God.